farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, local sugar industry players urged to be creative, and later our proverb of the day. So glad you could join us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Good morning.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Players in the local sugar industry are being encouraged to begin looking at creative ways to ensure that the sector remains viable in light of the impending fall in price for the commodity in the European Union EU market next year. This appeal from Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer, pointing out that the price for sugar in the EU market is set to fall by between 30 and 40% in 2016. Mr. Kellyer, who was addressing the 78th Annual Conference of the Jamaica Association of Sugar Technologists at the Rio Hotel in Ochoa, St. Anne, said players in the industry now need to diversify from raw sugar and molasses to include many other byproducts.
Let me be very clear. The survival of the sugar industry lies in the diversification and the strategy of relying solely on sending raw sugar to refineries in Europe is dead. It is therefore incumbent on me to remind us all of the Jamaica's country strategy for the adaptation of the sugar industry that was promulgated by the government in 2005 in wake of the EU sugar reform. This strategy was developed with the active contribution and participation of all the stakeholders.
Meanwhile, the Agriculture Minister says there are some critical areas which must be addressed in light of the impending 30 to 40% drop in sugar price on the EU market.
The time has come for us to take a look at the arrangements for the payment for molasses. One of the ways of improving payments to farmers next year, given the prospects of the overall lower cane prices, is to recalibrate how we pay for locally produced molasses, with a view to bringing a level of parity between the prices paid for local versus imported molasses.
Minister Kellyer says he's willing to engage the relevant stakeholders on the matter. He further notes that there's need for dialogue with the Sugar Manufacturing Corporation to explore the prospects of increasing the first payment to farmers. This with a view of putting them in a position to procure inputs for their farms and pay for harvesting. It was envisaged that the transformation of the sugar industry would be driven through private investments. In light of this, Mr. Kellyer says the government has so far managed to divest state-owned assets.
This is not to discount the over US$343 million invested by the new owners of the estates in both field and factory rehabilitation, as well as the pace and extent of planting, which has resulted in some 3,000 hectares of cane, valued at some 2.9 billion Jamaican dollars, being planted since 2008. This is perhaps unprecedented in the industry.
Mr. Kelly has thanked the European Union for the role it has been playing in the transformation of the sugar industry.
Can you sing, dance, act, or write? Then enter the JCDC 2016 Festival of the Performing Arts Competitions in music, speech, drama, dance, and traditional folk forms. The JCDC continues to provide opportunities that unearth, develop, and showcase your creative talents. Deadline is Friday, November 27, 2015. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office islandwide. Enter now.
And now for a proverb of the day. When you go in nakanansi, member the wall. Meaning, when you try to hurt another, be sure you aren't hurting yourself. That's it for today's program. I'm Aldine Campbell with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.